Wade Graham from the Cronulla Sharks. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. It's been too long. Yeah. Well, you've been off gallivanting around Australia.
I did have a road trip for a bit in the off season. It was quite fun. Me and the missus and a couple of kids in the van went up to Uluru and then down to Adelaide Hills. Good fun.
Amazing. Adelaide, beautiful country. Yeah. Breeds good looking people too. Country? I'm not doing well so far. This hasn't been my best start. Wade-o, we got 26 rounds of footy ahead of us and finals and all the rest of it. So let's take some time to not talk about football.
Okay.
You've got a beautiful setting here. Talk to me about this holiday. You jumped in a van, you piled the
jumped
family
in a van. So we do go camping a fair bit when we get an opportunity. Not that it comes around a lot. But, yeah, my fiancé is French-Canadian. So the original plan was to do a road trip through Canada. But rugby league got in the way. A couple of kids have sort of changed the plans. But then because...
And a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, and a worldwide pandemic. But because of COVID and our inability to travel back to see her family in Canada... We were away camp and then we said, you know what, let's just do it. So hired the van for 3.5 weeks. I wish we had a little bit of extra time.
Hired the van?
Yeah, no,
or
paid,
gifted
mate.
Gifted the van?
No, paid for it, supported the local businesses throughout the trip.
Okay,
You know, and we had a great time.
Yeah.
Honestly, had a great time. Just took our time driving up to Uluru, stopped at pretty much every winery you could on the way. back down to Adelaide Hills, spent some time in Harndorf and then just cruised home.
Adelaide, what do we think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it, mate. Well, so we went to Adelaide Hills one region because we love Sharon Smith.
Yeah, beautiful.
So then the plan was to actually spend 2 nights there and go up to the Barossa.
Mm.
But like I said, we featured in quite a few winery visits. So when we got the Harndorf and had an opportunity to drink some beer, I said to the missus, stuff the Barossa, we'll just stay here.
I love it. Well, I know Volandis is talking expansion. I know he's saying another Brisbane team in 2023 and Papua New Guinea saying they want a team in 2025. All I'm saying is the Adelaide Rams with a maybe captain coach, Wade Graham.
Well, if we, you know, the main town of Harndorf right there, I'm happy to go down. I don't know how good my footy playing will be, but
no.
I'll definitely have a good time off the field.
Yeah, I mean, no one would know who you were. That'd be the upside. You wouldn't have the spotlight.
No one knows who I am anyway. Oh, really, so
I don't believe that for a second. How are the kids?
Good. They're really busy at the moment. Will's just a bit over 2.5, and Tommy's almost a year. So
Your eldest has freaky hand-eye coordination.
He's pretty handy.
I've seen him with the golf club.
Yeah.
That's further than apparently from what we've been told by Zach Lomax than Paul Vaughan can hit the ball.
He's mesmerised by sport. So he's 2.5 years old. I've been taking him down to watch our SG ball play at Shark Park.
Yeah.
And he sits on the seat. Instead of wanting to run around and that, he just sits and watches the footy and he's mesmerised by the sport. And it's all sport. Like the other day we were watching the LPGA just in the morning. I flicked on just to watch the women hit some golf balls and he was sat on the lounge next to me just watching the golf. And
so now's the time for Dad Wade to decide, how is young Will going to make me the most money? or what sport do I want to follow him around the world playing?
Well, my partner is hell-bent on him playing ice hockey. So
don't do that.
So that's why I said to her, one, I don't know the rules. Two, I can't ice skate. So I said, you're going to have to take control of this. So we'll see how we go.
You're probably about the build of an ice hockey player. Except that you can't ice skate.
Well, I'm a terrible ice skater.
Yeah, right.
Terrible. So,
your wife knows we live in Australia, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think we might do a bit of a hiatus over in Canada at some stage.
Ooh.
So maybe we can speed him along there. But we'll see how we go. Still, he's only 2.5, so there's a bit of time.
Okay, so when does your current contract run out?
I've still got 2 years.
Still got two more years. All right, all I'm saying is Wade Graham to the Toronto Wolfpack. You heard it here first. Cash. He's after that Sonny Bill type.
New York, I wouldn't say.
Or New York. Okay, I love it. Right, so you've had a great off season. The family's ticking along well. Has there been time for anything else in your life aside from footy?
There's been a little bit of golf for myself, yeah. So I didn't play too much in January, but we just had a camp at Magenta Shores, so good part of the world on the Central Coast and right on the golf course. Tough golf course.
Really?
Really hard.
How'd you hit them?
Awful. Awful. And it was brutal conditions, so windy, but it was good just to have that opportunity to get out there. The kids were back in Sydney, my missus doing the hard yards, and I got 2 games of golf in, so I hope she doesn't listen to this. I told her I was working the whole camp.
That's work. That's team bonding. Which one of your teammates should never bother to pick up a golf club? I'm guessing it's a forward.
Yeah.
A front row, maybe.
Well, they haven't bothered, so I can't really critique them too much. But the guys who have been playing a bit, who should just sort of give it away. We've got a couple of young guys, Braden Trindle.
Yes.
Will Kennedy.
No good.
They're getting out on the golf course.
Braden Trindle, no good.
Yeah. I think they'd like to think they could be good, but they're struggling.
Right.
So you can make sure you tag them in social media this article because
Braden Trindle.
I've seen a couple of their swings. So we played at Magenta Shores. It was me, Shawnee Johnson, Moisa, and Chaddy.
Yep.
That was our four ball, and the other boys teed off after.
So because you had Sean Johnson and Chad Townsend, you had two drones filming, you had three cameras following you.
Oh, it's all documented. It'll come out.
All
on
documented.
Yeah,
It'll come out on their last one.
There's vicious rumours getting around about Chaddy's got a new nickname. We're calling him Chadwick Reed. So maybe not counting all his shots.
Oh, no. Did he win?
He did win.
Oh, that is, in a golfing sense, that is the worst thing you can be accused of.
Well, we just might have to ask him about it.
You heard it here first. Chad Townsend, have you been cheating at golf?
He's going to hate that. He's going to hate it.
No, he won't be having me as a guest on his vlog.
Chadwick Reed.
He's putting, big fan of Chad Townsend stuff. Check it out on YouTube. Go check it out. Hey, let's talk some footy. Right. You're the captain of the mighty Cronulla Sharks. Are you sick and tired of the speculation around John Morris as your coach?
Well, I suppose being at the club for such a long time now, I'm used to speculation throughout the years.
Yep.
So it sort of falls on deaf ears for me now. My biggest focus has just been the team. Last year we played well at so many different times, but we just couldn't consistently play well.
Yep.
So all my focus and drive and attention has just been on, you know, making us better than last year. And I think we've had a really good preseason. You know, it hasn't held up to any pressure of an NRL season and pressures of the game, but I'm confident that we've done the work to make huge jumps in the areas we identified to that we had to improve in to be a better team.
Yeah. Who, talk to me about some of the players who you think, you guys obviously made finals last year, knocked out in the first round, but you made finals. So who are some of the players that performance-wise are ready to make a jump? And are ready to provide that bit extra so you, as a team, can go further?
Well, I think, you know, last year, because we were, you know, our inconsistency came about because we all played well as individuals, really.
Yeah.
And that's what kept us in games. We didn't really play brilliant at all as a team for a lot of the years, but just individual brilliance would either get us out of trouble or put us in a position to win the game. But it doesn't work like that in the NRL. You need to be consistently good as a team, you know. So that's where we've been focused, being more connected as a team, working better together as a team.
Yeah.
And like I said, it can only go off what we've done in the preseason and how we've been training and how we're feeling. But I feel like we've made huge jumps in that area. And hopefully we can get out there and we can show it on the weekends and throughout the season and we can make big improvements in that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what you call a captain's answer. That is the perfect way to respond to when you ask a captain to single out some individuals and he gives you an answer and talks about the team without naming a single player. So well done, Wade.
Oh, I had plenty of practice.
You have had plenty of practice. You're very good at this. You've come from the Paul Gallen School of captaincy. I love it. Hey, Matt Moylan.
Yes.
How's the body? How's he travelling? This is one of the great... I think any NRL fan would just love the idea of a fit Matt Moylan back playing rugby league. Are we going to see that this year?
He's going well. He's really going well. And I hope that the NRL and all the Cronulla Sharks guys get to see him play a season. I think the thing that makes me confident about him is he's trained a whole preseason and his body is conditioned again now. Like, he's conditioned and he's ready to go and he's ready to... His body is prepared for an NRL season. So, you know, worst case scenario, he does pick up an injury.
Yep.
His body is conditioned to bounce back from it now because he has trained a full preseason and hasn't missed a session. He got through the trial match great and he's excited and ready to go. So we're excited for him. Definitely we need him to play well if we're to be successful this year. Yep. And we're all hoping that he does get through the season because, like you said, it's a player like him, it's better for the NRL when he's playing and playing his best footy.
Absolutely. And what New South Wales is short on is fullbacks. So, you know, assuming Moise lines fullbacks up there.
Halves.
For you, yeah, I mean, it'd be great if he was. Yeah,
real shortage.
Hey,
real
when
shortage.
Are you fighting Gow?
Me and Gow fight all the time.
Yeah, but not for cash.
Yeah, not public. Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't work for cash. It would be too funny for us. But if Gow knows where I live if he wants to fight whenever he wants.
Careful. This is how it starts.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
say something innocuous on media. Gow doesn't.
Yeah, but Gow loves money a lot more than I do. So I wouldn't like. I'll just go to his house and have a fight with him if he wants. Like, we don't need. There's no money in it. So Gow won't want to fight me.
Yeah, right. How do you think he's going to. I mean, you must have looked at. Did you go to the Hunt fight?
I didn't.
Okay. You must have looked at the... I've seen the press conference, the meeting between he and Lucas Big Daddy Brown. Lucas Brown is enormous. He's a monster of a human being. Even you as one of Gow's staunchest supporters must think, ooh.
No, I honestly don't. Like, I thought he was crazy to fight Mark Hunt.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to get through Mark Hunt...
That shot on his chin... I know you've said you and Gow fought, but you've never landed a shot like that on his chin.
No. Well, I wouldn't hit him when he's looking at me. Like, and probably not with a fist. I'd probably take maybe a crowbar
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, right. I don't know if that would take him down.
Yeah, mate, he's a tough hombre, Gow. Yeah. We've seen it all through his career. You know, Mark Hunt's hands, you know, are very, very heavy. He's been hit, you know, Gow's been hit with some very hard punches and he's still got up and he's kept fighting and he's showed his will to win. So I don't know if anyone's worrying him at the moment, to be honest.
I love it.
So he's looking good and good on him. He's putting his money where his mouth is and he's backing it up.
And then the money's also going back,
then it's going back into his pocket.
His back pocket. Hey, lastly, before we go, we appreciate your time. Toby Rudolph is one of my new fascinations. Can you break him down? Give us some behind the curtain stuff about the unique specimen that is Toby Rudolph.
Well, that uniqueness that you see is like that every day at training. He's a very special, special individual. There's a story early in the piece when he first come to the club.
Oh, this is good.
Where I try to tell Flano to piss him off and sack him.
Oh,
because so when he first come to the club. Me and him were both going in rehab and ACL together. So I was with him every day, one-on-one, doing our sessions. And it lasted about 2 weeks and I couldn't cop him no more because he's just that sort of person full on. And when you don't know him, he's an acquired taste.
Right, okay.
It takes a bit of time. So, yeah, I remember saying about 2 weeks into our rehab training, I went in the same funnel. I said, mate, you've got to change our rehab time so we're training at different times or you've got to... In more colourful language, you got to get rid of him. So, yeah.
And what did Flano say?
Sure enough, the schedule came out the next week and I was training at 8 o'clock and Toby was training at 3 o'clock.
I love it. Well, there's incentive to stay fit.
Yeah, right? definitely.
Don't get hurt.
Well, the best thing is I actually told Toby.
You told Toby?
I told Toby after the meeting. He goes, why are we not training together? I said, because I couldn't cop you no more.
Because you're doing your head in. You're doing my head. See, that is the captaincy again. Being prepared to tell one of your teammates, annoying the f*** out of me. Hey, quickly, as we head off into the season, can you stop trying to take people's heads off? Because apparently they don't like it.
Oh, well, mate, you're in the wrong sport then.
Wade Graham, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Liam.